Affiliate marketing. So what exactly is affiliate marketing? The idea behind it is that you promote other people's products, and this is often through an affiliate network. Then you earn commission if people actually end up buying the things thanks to your marketing. My favorite, Pat Flynn, defines it as the process of earning a commission by promoting other people's or company's product. You find a product you like, you promote it to others, and you earn a piece of the profit for each sale that you make. Yep, Pat said it best. So what makes affiliate marketing one of the best points for increasing income for both new bloggers and seasoned bloggers? It's because it's easier than starting your own e-commerce product or service. Not to say that you're not going to do that, but it's just a little bit easier. You don't necessarily have to worry about overhead costs or even shipping out a product because they do it for you. Affiliate marketers serve as a passive income for you because you aren't tied into a single item or service, which can either potentially harm you or benefit you, depending on how you look at it. Most affiliate marketers don't have startup costs, which makes collecting passive income easy as pie. There are so many markets that you can join that advertise things from like lipsticks, slippers, all the way to traveling, discounts, and cars. Affiliate marketing is perfect for new bloggers because despite your following, you can just start to advertise a product straight away once you have completed your solid marketing plan that we've done in the past modules. You don't need to have 2,000 blog subscribers to make a quick buck. Affiliate marketing will be, I guess, one of your solid structures you'll have in place that will allow you to make money while you sleep. And I know that's everyone's goal, right? Work smarter, not harder. So please pause this recording now and open up your affiliate marketing workbook. Okay, great. So you got it open, and now let's just talk about the goal. The goal of affiliate marketing is to create conversions. Conversions for certain marketers depend on your action that's being taken. This typically occurs when readers make either a purchase, sign up for a service, or clicks on a link. Every network is different, so be sure to read the terms before entering a network. I've attached an affiliate marketing glossary of terms that I'll use throughout this training, so please familiarize yourself with these terms. So, within my past experiences, you can be paid out by affiliate marketers in various ways. Most marketers will not pay you out unless you have filled out tax information, so be sure to have your tax information on file. Some affiliate marketers pay you out based on fixed rates, per leads, or commission. Fixed rates mean that you'll earn money each time a person buys something through your affiliate link, and that amount will remain the same no matter what the purchase amount was. So, for example, if you referred someone to create a car account at a car agency and they actually rent a car, you would get paid a fixed rate of maybe like £50 or $100 per sign up. That rate, again, will never change. You can also be paid out per lead. So this simply means that every time a reader does a specific action, like go to a website or register a particular site, you'll be paid out. Sometimes I believe Bluehost does these things, but that's just another affiliate marketer. Lastly, you can be paid out by commission for the sale of a particular product you're promoting. I guess marketers like ShareASale, Commission Junction, they're really great at doing commission payouts because they partner with companies who favor this. It's important that you apply for affiliate networks that align with your niche, and especially including them in items that you trust. Do not ever lie to your audience just because you're receiving commission or you're getting a sale and income. If you've built a strong relationship with your readers, then they're going to see right through you. Okay, ladies, so do you remember your reader/client avatar? We're going to use those things again in order to determine what your readers will be interested in and what you should invest your time reading about and writing about. Did your reader enjoy movies? Did they like certain kinds of foods? What about home decor? Did they like decorating? Did they enjoy traveling? All of this information is pertinent when it comes to figuring out what you will post about in finding affiliate marketers. So if you haven't already done so, you can pause recording now and make a note of this. Make a note of the time that you're pausing the recording so that you can come back. I want you to really take some time to think about what your readers liked in your client avatar and figure out who you're going to partner with when it comes to affiliate marketers. So now that you've done that and you know what your reader enjoys, it's time for research. I can't tell you enough about how intense it is with research when it comes to a blogging business, because the amount of research you're going to put in is going to be beneficial to you, because you're going to know exactly what to write about. You're going to know exactly who you're serving. So research is going to be your best friend along this journey of creating your blog into a business. We just want to make sure that we are catering to the right people. So I've provided a list of affiliate networks and influencer networks, guys, pardon me, that you can use in order to start marketing. I've updated this list very frequently because there are always new networks arising, and then sometimes there are networks that are falling. So you have to do your research. It's important that you do your research in terms of the network's policies and regulations, because you want to understand what each network provides and how they're going to pay you as your affiliate. If you find yourself going through the list and not finding exactly what you need, no worries. There's always Google, right? So the best way to figure out who or where you want to start advertising is just to reflect on the products or services you've used in the past. Reflect on what your readers might be interested in. So if your reader enjoyed going to the movies and you just watched the latest movie on, I don't know, a documentary related to your niche, maybe Amazon affiliates, because they always have movies, will have that movie for sale. And you can advertise that and receive a commission for every time your reader actually goes to buy that movie. Or perhaps the item you're looking for or service you're looking for isn't a part of the network. Then that's okay. Because nowadays, certain companies offer their own affiliate programs, like Target or Etsy, so be sure to check their footer or FAQ sections to see if they have their own active programs. I want you guys to make a list of at least 10 to 15 networks or companies you would like to work with that align with your brand. Include what products or services you would advertise for them, and then how they would pay you out. Bring these potential networks to our next live session to discuss the rate of success you may have with each potential network. Once you've found these potential affiliate marketers, don't be afraid. Apply. Fill out the application located on the marketer's website and fill it out thoroughly. Some marketers require a phone interview and others don't. So you'll figure it out once you get to that step in the process. As an important note, when you begin to dive into affiliate marketing, you don't want to kill your cookie. What does that mean? Well, it simply means that if you're collaborating with other brands or with other bloggers, do not overlap your content, as your cookie, noted in the affiliate marketing glossary, will no longer belong to you. And if your collaborator / blogger is also an affiliate of the same program and they have linked to an item or something within that same network, guess who's going to get the sale? It won't be you, because if that reader clicked on that collaborator's link last, then that sale is going to belong to them, because the cookie will remember their link instead of yours. So just beware. If you are a new blogger and you want to optimize your first 5 posts with affiliate links, go for it. If you don't have 5 posts, guess what I'm going to tell you to do? It's time to write 5 posts, right? And you're going to write these 5 posts based on your anchor text and your anchor keywords, and you're going to then link to affiliates, okay? So at this point, I want you to be at least accepted into one affiliate market. And if you're not, we can work on that. These links that you're going to include should appear at least 3 times in your blog post. It should be in the beginning of your post, in the middle of the post, and at the end. If you're a seasoned blogger, be sure to include these affiliate links in your older posts as well, preferably the last 6 or 7. The 6 or 7 that had most traffic, major traffic, enormous traffic. Do not Do not put it on a post that had like one view, okay, guys? And remember, you can view your traffic through your Google Analytics that you set up in the past module. So in order for your affiliate links to truly thrive, tongue twister, there has to be a no like and trust factor occurring between you and the reader. This almost ties into your why, right? That we talked about in the beginning of the program. But no like and trust factor occurs with you and the reader when you build a relationship. So the no factor is basically what your readers know about you. So what do your readers know about you? What is your background? What are your interests on any personal level? What do you belong to? People want to know you before they can trust you. Same thing with like if you're going to buy a car, you get to know the car salesman, get to know you a little bit better. You get to know him or her. This is because we don't take action until we trust something. So then there's the like factor, right? People like other people who are helpful, who are kind, and aren't pushy. So thinking about it in terms of affiliate marketing, if you're pasting your link 12,000 times that says like buy now, buy now, buy now, you're being too pushy. And chances are they're not going to really like you. So you want to think about things that you can share with other people, with answering their questions, and then making them think that the next logical step is to buy the product that you're promoting. You also want to include the trust factor. So that's your readers trusting that you're an expert. This part of the trust factor can be raised when you're answering questions within your blog post or your field of expertise. By giving good and solid answers to your readers, you're going to be perceived as an expert. And so just make sure that you have the know, like, and trust factor down pat. When you're introducing your affiliate link, remember these three factors, because if you simply slap an affiliate link anywhere on your post, it won't be effective. You have to be strategic. One of my most favorite ways of providing my readers with an affiliate link is through tutorials, like the tutorial that I have on the workbook. You can look at it there. Although I didn't follow all of my steps, this is one of my most thriving posts from one of my blogs. And that's because I provided the reader with solid steps. And people like to replicate things that they like, right? So I have a lot of sales coming in from those products that I mentioned in my tutorial. Another great way to really utilize your affiliate link is creating a resource page / gift guide dedicated to your niche. So if you have a holiday coming up, be sure to create a gift guide, especially if your niche is one that has a lot of services or service-based that can help people. You can even include some of your best of the best products within this page. You can put it on your navigation. The more times they see it, the more times you're likely to earn money, which will not only establish your authority, but you'll earn income. So your research page or resource page shouldn't be a list of affiliate links. However, a systematic composition of products that you have particularly used and tried and reviewed. This way you can link back to the article you did a review on as well. This will all tie back to the link building activities that we discussed in the previous modules. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your user stays on your page, right? While gently guiding them to make a sale. Be sure to book your call with me so that we can go over the different techniques that you're going to potentially use with your affiliate links and what strategies might work best for you. Affiliate linking doesn't stop on your blog though, guys, because you can also affiliate link within your social media channels. Again, read all of your network's rules and regulation when it comes to affiliate linking, because you don't want to be in violation with a particular network. As I stated before, no matter where you're posting a link, it's super important to disclose whether your content is sponsored or not, or if you have an affiliate relationship with them or affiliate relationship with a particular brand. So now that we've touched on affiliates, let's talk about ads very quickly. The ad networks are pretty simple, but can get ugly super fast. And I mean aesthetically ugly as well. ads can be truly intrusive and it turns people off. So be sure that you're choosing in-page ads that are pleasing to your reader. I've included a list of ad networks you can apply for and include on your blog. Remember that not all platforms allow ads, so make sure your blogging platform and hosting will allow you to include ads on your website. Ads don't rake in a lot of money as affiliate marketing do, but it is still coins in your pocket. So if you aren't using third-party hosting, you can also sell ad space on your website to other companies who might find the information you share the same as their ideal customer. I used to do this when I first started blogging. When I first realized that I could make money blogging, and this is a lot. This is like really popular. AdSense wasn't one of those things that were like, oh, let me join an AdSense network. It was more so, oh, let me see if I can buy some space on someone's website. And people do prefer that nowadays as well too. You can charge for the ad size, the length of time that you're gonna add the ad that you're going to have the ad on your site for. You actually have the parameters. You have the say on what it is that you want to do. So once you have a good amount of traffic, you can reach out to these brands and offer competitive rates to use your blog for ad space. This way you cut out the middleman like AdSense for an easy exchange. All right, guys, that is my spiel on affiliate marketing. You will learn more within your workbook and in our live sessions. So it is vital that you book these sessions with me, guys, so I can give you more juicy information on how to make money with affiliate marketing. Until then, see you next time.